All right, we're holding Mem Dalam Aleph, Brachas Daf Dalam Aleph, Mishnah. Hevi Lefadam Maliach Tchila, they first bring in front of him Maliach, Upas Imai, some salted food, and Rashi says Kolder Maliach, any salted food really, Upas Imai, and bread was with him, Mevarcha Maliach, purchase a pas, massive Kiddush. Then you make a bracha on the Maliach, and that patters the pas, and we're right away going to ask, when do we find that bread is a tuffle? Says the Mishnah just goes over the cloud. Why? Because the pas is tuffel. It's secondary to the, it's subordinate to the meliach, the salted food. Whenever you have an ikr and a tuffel, you make a bracha on the ikr and you patter the tefillah. So before we see the Gemara even addressing this idea that how bread is considered a tuffel, where do you find it? 2 points on the Mishnah. First of all, the Mishnah is meduyik. The Mishnah says, "Hevi lo fadav meliach tchila." It says they brought in front of him the meliach first. So the Rama paskins alach lemaisa in our chaim that this that we have a concept that when you have a tchila, a ikker and a tuffel, that you make a bracha on the ikker and a patos the tuffel is specifically when you're eating the ikker and the tuffel at the same time, or you're eating the ikker prior to the tuffel. You make a bracha on the ikker, eat the ikker, and then eat the tuffel. Or you're eating it together at the same time. Again, the bracha on the ikker, patters the tuffel. However, if you're eating the tuffel before the ikker, even though you can eat, it's clearly an ikker and a tuffel, you would still have to make a bracha on the tuffel because we have a klal. You're not asla and esbam zeble bracha. So if you're eating the tuffel first, and you're not making a bracha on the ikker, you can eat the tuffel having a no without a bracha, that you can't do. And therefore, that's the lashon of the mishnah of hevila fana maliach tachila. That's one diak. Tais actually has different. A different explanation. Why it says tchila, says the Mishnah just be mechadish, that even though you're not eating the ikr and tuffel, there's two types of ikr and tuffels. You can have a mixture where it's the same time, or you can have when it's separate. The Mishnah is be mechadish, even when it's separate, that was the lashon tchila. Perhaps you wouldn't be able to be medayik the Ramah ziyik, but the simple diyik is like the Ramah again, that you have to make a bracha on the ikr first, and then a patas a tuffel, otherwise you have to make a bracha on the tuffel. The other diyik, and the other, not diyik, but the other discussion in the Mishnah is machlikas achreinim, whether or not when we say the ikar pata is a tuffel, what does that mean? Does that mean that the tuffel does not need a bracha b'chlal? Avni Nezer and Rabbi Feinstein, they learn at the pshat the tuffel becomes like butl to the ikar. So all you have in front of you now is, even if whether it's mixed together or separate, but the point is, because the tuffel is butl to the ikar, we see as if you have one food, namely the ikar, and the bracha on the ikar is the bracha for the tuffel. The tuffel has no obligation of its own bracha. That's the understanding of Avni Nezer and Maisha. The Chaznish has a little bit of a different understanding. Chaznish understands that Avada the Tuffel still requires a bracha. It's Mechuyev bracha. Narvas, it's the bracha that you make for the Iker, patters the Tuffel. So again, it's more of a, I mean, it could be a place of Tafkunis Lamaisa, but it's more of a, we'll just leave it as a Lamdash Shaila. Is the pshat that the Tuffel doesn't even need a bracha? Because the Tuffel itself becomes butl to the Iker, becomes like one entity of Iker, and the Iker gets a bracha, and the Tuffel doesn't need its own bracha at all. I mean, certainly doesn't need its own bracha lemaisa, but it's not even mechuyev bracha at all. Or the tuffel's mechuyev bracha, but the bracha of the ikar patters the tuffel as well. That's a machlekes d'achreinu chaznish versus Avinezer and Ramesha. Okay, zaktimar. Umiyak mi davin meliach ikar upas tefila. Is it such a thing that the meliach is the ikar, the salty food, whatever it may be, is ikar and pas bread is the tuffel? Do you find something? Mar says yes. Amar bachar bei davyavir. Amar vashi baichle peretz kneiser shanum. The mission refers to those who are eating someone who's eating the pears kneis. The pears kneis, Rashi explains, are these very sweet pears that come in the from the kinneret, and they're more chashev than pas. Rashi leaves it at that. So it sounds like from Rashi, if you're Rashi on a simple level, it sounds like Rashi is saying, we find the concept. We find the concept of these sweet fruits from the kinneret are more chashev than pas. So you don't be in wonderment that is any food better than pas? Yeah. So too, huadin, maliach of remission. That would be the simple way to read Rashi. The only thing is that the Gemara's lashon is, be'echle peres kneis shanu. We're talking about, this it sounds like shanu is lashon of, our Mishnah was taught in a case where you ate peres, sweet peres, which is a very nice, which means that that's the case of our Mishnah, but the Mishnah is talking about case of Maliach, not sweet pears. So Taisus, and again, not necessarily arguing Rashi, it could be Rashi just didn't elaborate this far, Taisus elaborates further, that the Mahalach is like this. The pears Kenesim were very sweet, and they were talking very chashiv. The Maliach, after you eat very sweet pears, your mouth has too sweet of a taste, you need to counteract that with something a little more salty. The whole point, so that's why he's eating Maliach food, to counter out the sweet Kneser taste. The bread was just there to kind of balance out the saltiness. You don't want to go from sweet to have only salty. So in that case, it's Taka, the bread is there just to balance out the saltiness. So the Maliach is the Iker with regards to the bread. So Again, Rashi didn't clearly say not like that. Rashi just was sasam. Rashi says we're talking about the sweet fruit from the Knesset, but the simple reading of the Gemara would seem to indicate like twice, and maybe Rashi agrees, that it's step one, step two. You ate these peris Knesset, which caused you to eat, which are very sweet, which caused you to eat this salted food, and the salted food caused you to eat bread, so the bread is a tuffle. Frank Tyson, a very obvious question. But it comes out, so what's really the ikker over here? You're right, not the bread. But not the soul death. Exactly. The peris Knesset. The sweet peris started the whole, they started the whole system over here. That should be the ikker. We're talking about a case where you didn't eat at the same moment. You ate the sweet, it's the sweet food. And then a little later in the day, you had the salt to kind of counteract that taste in your mouth. It wasn't at the same sitting. And a chami, if you had the same sitting, then the peris would be the ikker. And that would be it. That's the first teretz. Another teretz. Okay, that they ate at the same time. But at the moment we ate it, you ate at the same time, but he didn't know it existed. He didn't know it was brought out after you ate the peiros. It was brought out later. It's kind of the same idea that it wasn't part of the same, either wasn't part of the same sitting because he ate it later in actuality, or he ate it only a moment later, but he didn't realize it was coming, and therefore, again, the bracha for one wouldn't pop to the other. Okay. So, right there. And one other point, actually, the Marsha speaks out that these special peiros of the Kinneret, of the peiros Knesset, those are the peiros that Meraglim brought back, these big peiros that were very sweet. And they said, look at these peiros, eat them, and it knocks you out. It's Eretz Eichles Yeshveh. And these peiros knock you out. They're so powerful, so sweet. They drain you out. Okay. So, right there. Amar Abba Brachana Kavi. Aslina Basra Rabbi Yechanan Mechel Peres Gneiser. When we used to go after Rabbi Yechanan to eat the Peres of Gneiser, Kavina Beimea, when we were 100 people, Nachdina Lechol Chabchad Asar Asara, we would take each one of us, would take for him 10 fruits from these Peres Gneiser. So 10 times 100 is 1,000 fruits. Kavina Beimea, if we were 10 people, Nachdina Le. We take from each one of us to take 100 fruits. So even if we have 10 people, we still take 100 each, which again be 1,000. And just to know how big these fruits are, these fruits were so big, every 100 of them would need a basket of 3 saz. And Rabbi Yechon would eat all of them, and then he would swear that he hadn't eaten. Like Tom said, he hadn't eaten any food. That they were so good that it left him wanting for more. He'd swear he didn't eat. Says the Gemara, he didn't eat any food. Of course he had food. He didn't have any sustenance. You eat them and would swear he didn't have any sustenance. The first one explains, a guzma, the amount that this adds up to would be some sort of massive volume of 4,320 eggs. 4,320 beitzim. So, first of all, it's not shaykh to eat in the first place, and certainly you're not going to say if you ate it, he still was hungry. But the point is that it was a guzma. That's how tasty and how amazing these fruits were. And again, we pointed out that Marsha said these are the fruits they brought back from the Meraglim brought back. Rabbo Adavi Sharikleim Dudva Ma'apuse. Rabbo would eat these peiros Knesset until a fly would slip off his head. Why would a fly slip off his head? Because he would be so oily. The fruit gave off so much juice, so much flavor, his body would create more oils, and the fly would slip off his forehead. Rav Amar Rasi Abachlo Adonasir Mizayo. Rav Amar Rasi would eat this fruit until their hair would fall out. Rav Shem Melakish Abachlo Adamarid. Rav Shem Melakish would eat it till he went Meshuggah. Adamarid, till became Meshuggah. Vamal Rebechon the Bein Nisiyah. Rebechon would tell the Bein Nisiyah, Vav Meshadar, about the state that the Rish Lakish was found in. Vav Meshadar Le Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah Ba'ulshe Abasre. Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah would send a bunch of people after Rav Shem Melakish, who might say basically to bring him home. You get like almost like drunk, delirious from this fruit. Kesher Abdimi Amar Irach Asayis Yana Hamelch Har Melech. Yana Hamelch had a city in Har Melech. She metzim imen Shishim Ribe Siflei Tarius. They would have to bring out 600,000 Shishim Ribe, 600,000 Siflei, like Siflei little bowls or cans, the original tuna cans of Tarus. Tarus is tuna fish. They used to need 600,000 cans of tuna. Me'erev Shabbos, l'kei tetenim, for the people that pick the figs, Me'erev Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos, which is unbelievable. That means on a weekly basis, just to feed the workers who are picking figs, they need 600,000, that was the food for lunch for the workers, they need 600,000 cans of this, or bowls of this tuna to feed them. That's how vast the amount of figs were in that place. That's the relation of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, how vast the figs were in that place in Har HaMelech. Kiyos Ravin Amar, Ilan Echalele Liyan HaMelech, Har HaMelech. Liyan HaMelech had a tree in Har HaMelech. She emerged in Menu Arbam Sa Gezlas. They would be able to take down 40 saws of Gezlas, of young pigeons. Mishalesh Brechlas Bechaydish. from three different brechas, three different broods every month. Each one they're able to remove 40 saws of newly born or hatched pigeons. Kiyasra Yitzchak Amar Irachas Esbei Yisrael the Gufnis Shema. There's a Sinai called Gufnis Shehayuba Shemayim Zugas Achim Kohanim. There's a Sinai called Gufnis. It's just another praise of Eretz Yisrael. That's the relationship over here. Also, yeah, it's not even the same author. It's not the same author. It's just a praise of Eretz Yisrael. But there's another city in Israel, Gufnis Shema Sheba Shemayim Zugas Achim Kohanim, which had 80 peers of brothers Kohanim, Nesun Lishman Zugas Achais Kohanis. They were married to 80 peers of Kohanis sisters. She had 80 Kohanim brothers married to 80 Kohanis sisters. But there are Banan, after hearing this memory about 80 couples, right? 80 sets of brothers and sisters of all Kohanim married to each other. The Chachamim did a search. Lashkel only found Barman. They didn't find any of the above. Barman Bansei Rav Chizda Davin Nesiva Lamar Rambam Lamarik Rachama. The only thing they found was the daughters of Rav Chizda, two daughters of Rav Chizda's sisters that were married to brothers Rami Bar Chama and Uk Marik Bar Chama. Vavakav Dinu Baharav Karasa. These daughters of Rav Chizda were Taka Bas Kohen. They are Bas Kohens. Rav Chizda was a Kohen. Inu Lavakani. But the brothers Mar Ukva and Rami Bar Chama were both not Kohanim. So they found two brothers married two sisters. The sisters were Kohanim, but the Kohanim, but the husbands were not. So they never found even one pair of two Kohanim married to Kohanim. But the memory was that there was 80. Amra. By the way, this is again, a second time we had in this parak, the Chayr Rav Yudah Chassid says that two brothers should not marry two sisters. Right? Famous Rav Yudah Chassid. We had it also earlier in the parak, we'll go over again. We have just a couple days ago. Rav Yehuda, there's now my Rav Yehuda, who was busy making a wedding for his son to another Rabbi Huda's daughter, right? And they brought over food, and the question was of Pasba Pakistan, but Prakhti make Mazinus, that was a relevant relationship to the Sigya. So it was irrelevant, it was a side point, but it was true Rabbi Huda's doing a shit. We point that there too. That Rabbi Huda Chasser, basically as a chavra pointed out over there a few blocks back. And over here also the first time Rabbi Huda discussed that the Rabbi Huda Chasser's din is shouldn't marry two fathers having the same name, shouldn't marry their daughters, nor should a person marry the same name as his father-in-law. We spoke of then. Rabbi Meisha Feinstein had two son-in-laws named Meisha. And also over here in Agama we see that two siblings, two brothers, marrying two sisters. So the Rabbi Yashiv brings our case as one of the questions that Rabbi the Chassid's Kalim. Rabbi Yashiv says, this case is not a question, because maybe two Kohanim, two Kohanim says, the power of Kahuna, whatever issues Rabbi the Chassid was worried about, the power of Kahuna could protect, even though the only case the Gemara found was not two Kohanim married to Kohanim, it was two non-Kohanim married to Kohanim, but the idea of having Kohanim married to Kohanim, two and two, perhaps was not an issue, because specifically with Kohanim says that would be Sikasha on Rabbi the Chassid. The Maestro Yashiv says that we're talking about Makbid, and Nadiyudu brings that if you would take Rabbi the Chassid's Tzavaz, many of these dinim, and go through Gemara and Shas, it's very clear, counter to his gzeiros, his ideas, the Gemara clearly was not makpah for them. And it goes to fight to say that if it would be anyone else besides Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, we'd put away the whole sefer because it seems to be, it goes counter many Gemara and Shas. However, we know the chashivas of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, we know he's very lofty, and therefore we explain it that it was really a tzavah for his family. Avadi, he knows, Rabbi Chassid for sure knew these Gemaras, and he knew this was not Lech Lamaisa. He gave it Tzavah for his family, is not to do certain things, or to do certain things, whatever it is. So it's Tavka Tzavah for his family, and therefore we're Taka not Neig to necessarily be Makbar ourselves. It was Tzavah for, unless you know you're from his descendants. Sorry? There are things that we are, yeah, but as a general rule, right, we're not, it's Tzavah, we have to be taken as a Tzavah for his family, not for the community at large, and therefore, we're talking about Makbar. We just gave three examples of things we're not to Makbar. We know people in our community, sisters, two brothers married two sisters. We know cases of him. Father-in-laws and son-in-laws have the same name. Happens to be I have a first cousin through marriage, whose the father and son-in-law had the same name, and the son had two names, and they started calling him by a second name, right? At 22 years old, they started calling him by a second name. That goes to be more practical, that the wife didn't want to be busy calling her husband the name of her father. It could be more of a practical issue than the Rabbi Chassid, but they did start calling him by another name. But the point is, we seem not to be Makbid. That seems to be the accepted consensus that it's a kapeid for his family. We don't have to be Makbid. Yes? Same there, yeah. But the point is, there are two people that were making a wedding together. Both the fathers were Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Kol Suda, Shem Bamelech in a Suda. Any meal, back to salt in our topic. Any meal that doesn't have salt is not considered a meal. A meal without salt is not considered a meal. And Amar Bchibra Abba Amar Bechanan, a similar memra, not salt, not with salt. Kol Suda Shem Basrif in a Suda. Any meal without soup is not considered a meal. Okay, back to the basic dinim of brachas. Acha, avanavim, usainim, remainim. If a person ate grapes, fig, or pomegranates, what's the common denominator about these three besides the fact that they're all by pure eights? The common denominator is they're all from the Zayaminim. They offer the Zayminim. What's the halacha? Mevarch le'em shalosh brachas. Tanakhama says, Divrei Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says, you have to make a full benching afterwards. And we'll see the idea in the Gemara. It's pretty straightforward. The Pesukim, we'll say now already outside. The Pesukim say, Eretz chitas ayra, we had this, quote this Pesuk the other day. Eretz, Ashalem, the next passage is Ashalem Miskenes Techa Balechem. And then it says, V'chalt V'savat Arachla, Shemekecha. So right after describing bread is the bracha of benching, but the bracha right before the bread is the bracha of the Zayiminim. Therefore, Rabbi Mil understands that all these Zayiminim, the halacha is you make a full benching. V'cham Emer, no. Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. V'cham say, what we, of course, we paskin, is that for the Zayiminim at large, you make a bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, you make ala Eitz, or Gefen, or Michya. Dafka for bread, do you bench? Rabbi Kiva Emer, afilo ocha shalek vu mezainai. If a person ate cooked vegetables and that's his mezainai, that's his sustenance, mevarach of shalosh brachos, he makes full benching on it, because it says v'chatav savata v'rachta. He owes v'chatav savata v'rachta. Any food, and therefore even vegetables. Forget about the zayminim. Even vegetables, one has to make a full benching. The Marzan explain why the Rabbanan Gamliel argue on Rabbi Akiva. Hashesh ma mitzamei, famous idea. If one drinks water for his thirst, mevarach shakal nepivari, he makes a shahakal. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Nefashas, Rabbis Chesreinan, he makes a burn Nefashas, Rabbis Chesreinan. L'chayr, Rabbi Tarfon seems to be saying, if you're going in the context of our Mishnah, you're making a burn Nefashas before drinking the water. When you drink Litzamai, you make the Nefashas before you drink the water. Of course, we know what we do is we make a Shaka before and we make a burn Nefashas afterwards. My time is to less more on that paragraph. We'll see more about it right towards the end of today's daf. My time is to have a meal. Once you're having a meal, they make a full benching for Zayin Minim, Tichsiv Eretz Chita Saira, Uchsiv Eretz Hashem Miskein Estoichah Balechem, Uchsiv Achat Vesot Verach Tashem Agecha. So the Pesukim in Pesuk, it's Perek Ches and Dvarim, Perek Ches, Pesuk Ches, Pesuk Tes, sorry, and Pesuk Yid, three Pesukim in a row, lumped together, Zayin Minim, then bread, and then Achat Vesot Verach Tashem Agecha. They see simple, Eretz of Sukinyan. Pesuk Tes says, Eretz again, Eretz Hashem Miskein, land that you're able to eat bread without poverty, and then into benching. So 9 and 10, Pasuk Tessa and Yud go together. Benching is for bread. Pasuk Ches, which you're talking about Zayiminim, is separate, doesn't get the full benching. Ragmil Nami, Eretz is again. Yilchar, it's Taka Gatayna. The Pasuk of Eretz, of Pasuk Ches, is Mafsik the Inyan. Says, Marhu Mabayle, Lemute Kaisis Achita. According to Ragmil, we need the Pasuk to say Eretz again, because it needs to make a chilik between a birchas amazon when a person eats bread as opposed to when one chews wheat. Remember, one of the zayiminim, of course, is wheat. We know a person chews wheat, this makes a bar piyadama, right? We read discussions about it a few blocks back. And what does he make afterwards? Does he make a bar nefashas? Or does he make a alamichya? Or does he make a piyadama, as he even suggests? It's a shallow, what bracha make afterwards? Actually, we pointed out in the night daf, I'm not sure if we pointed out in the morning share, but we leave that sugya with big shallows about this certain types of like puffed wheat. I'm making bar piyadama, but like let's say what the first bracha is bar piyadama, but what the after bracha is, or in certain instances where the wheat's not fully puffed, like let's say granola bars or things like that, where you put wheat or oats into a food, but it's more than just a binder. It's not a binder. It's not ground up like a flour as a binder. It's more than a binder. A binder, then we say, you're right, you don't focus on bezeinus at all. But the question of Yemor so is, back to the idea of Tosfos, what bracha achroin are you making? Are you making a bar nefashas? Are you making an alamichi? You didn't make a bezeinus. So you made Adama, so you make Alamichi. If you didn't make a Mazainus, you don't find that. You make a burn of fashas on something that's wheat and oats, a little bit shver. So we mentioned that Rabbi Kanner, used to actually eat these granola bars often, because he didn't want to take a proper lunch with him to the kail, wherever he was going. He'd take it from a snack, and then he subsided throughout the day with it. And then when he learned the sugya, and it came out that it really was unclear, he stopped eating granola bars. And actually, someone for the night show was very bothered that... That is that what Chazal want when they give you gedarim for brachas and they have masakam brachas to leave you in a situation where you can't eat a food because you don't have a bracha to make. So we find often this eitzes Chazal give us, especially bracha eitzes. I mean, not sure if something is a shakal or mezainis. You make it like schnitzel, you make a shakal on one thing and a mezainis something else, and you pater. But to be stuck without any eitzes because it defeats the whole purpose. Once you make a bracha on other stuff, it defeats the whole convenience of having just a little granola bar. L'maisa, I found afterwards. I mean, it's black and white halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It wasn't so complicated. I found afterwards that it's border ready in Shulchan Aruch Ramah. That we should be careful not to eat these puffed grains mixed into foods. One should be careful not to eat it by itself without the context of a meal or other foods. And it's really from Taisus. It's really that same Taisus that we had earlier. If you go into Taisus Barichas, Taisus really addresses that the best way to eat it is within a meal. Why? Because if you don't eat within a meal, you're going to be stuck without knowing what bracha chorinit to make. And therefore, it's not just some chumra that was developed to 15 years ago in Kailal. It was it's already referenced by Taisus back in Afghanistan, what was, but about 5-6 months back, Taisus references this idea that it's not clear what bracha to make in that Taisus. Mustam is burned, fashion, but it's not clear, and therefore the best thing is to eat it Mateka Suda. But if not, we're Lalacha Shavnar, one should attack or refrain from eating it because he's putting himself in a matzif of of Suffolk. Okay. Zaktimar Vaiter. So again, Rav Gamliel needed the pasuk of Eretz, which interrupted the whole topic, to exclude from Birchas Hamazon dafka bread and not all the chitim. Chita Sarah is part of the Zayminim, right? So you can put it together. All chita you think it needs benching? No, dafka chita that becomes bread needs benching, not chita that you chewed. All things that are from the five grains initially. Before you eat, you make a brachas mezainas. After you finish eating, you make an alamichya, main shalash. Amar b'shem Levi. Kol shemeshiv zayminim tchilim brachah by peretz. Uvsayif brachah achas main shalash. Whatever is from the zayminim, again, of course, this is from the tree. So beginning, you make a bar peretz, and the end, you make main shalash. Ala eitz va peretz. Amay abayel avdimi mainio brachah achas main shalash. What is this brachah achas main shalash? It's main shalash. Obviously, comparing it to benching midrashas. The right to benching is three brachas. You're saying it's main. It's like an abbreviation of those three. What exactly is it? The produce of the field, for this desirable, good, and spacious land. To eat from the fruit, and to be satisfied from its goodness. Rachem, some people say, no. Hashem lekeinu ha'isol ha'mecha v'al yushalayim yirecha. V'al mikdashecha, and your mikdash, v'al mizbechecha, and your mizbech, hevrachmanes, v'sivna yushalayim yirkachecha me'er v'yameinu. Or uvnei, some of the gears are right. V'alein ha'soicha, v'samchein v'yonya, build yushalayim, erkeidish me'er v'yameinu, bring us up into it, v'samchein v'yonya, let us gladden us with it, ki ata teiv v'meitiv ha'kel. So it's very similar, come out, the nusach we have. Some actually have different gears, which we don't have over here, because they're bothered that in benching, it also mentions bris, and it mentions Torah. Right, our bris chasam tefes rain about teresh chasam atano. Right in the beginning in Eidlecha. So it mentions bris and Torah. So some have a different gears. That actually, again, it's not our gears. Alach my side. Our gears is very closely resembles this. But some have a gears which does stick in bris and Torah, because if you want to be main shalish, it's an abbreviation. And again, I didn't point out where the abbreviation is, but you see clearly you have the idea of zun. That's the first bracha. You have the idea of the eretz. And yet, you have the teva of kiata teva meitav akol. You have the idea of teva as well. That's the bracha of a teva meitav. The chamesh, sorry. Yeah, that's the thing. The chamesh is aminim. The five minim. What bracha do you say? Amich v'akala. So instead of ala eitz or pir eitz, you say amich v'akala, and then the rest is the same. Al tuv v'sadav v'chulei v'chaisam aratz v'amichya. You end off ala aratz v'amichya. So you just switch it from eitz pir eitz to amich v'akala and aratz v'amichya. Otherwise, the middle is the same. Michsam mechasim. Ask the Gemara, how do you conclude these brachas? The Gemara is asking a very specific question. The Gemara is asking. The Gemara is not clear from the shaila. What the Gemara is asking, it's clear from the Gemara's answer. What it's asking. Kesav dimi amar rav chasim b'rish chedish brach makadish shav b'rish chedashim. The question was that when you make a chasima, we have a cloud that we typically like to make a chasima from one item. We don't want to focus on multiple topics when you finish a bracha. So the question is, so it's granted we're saying al aretz val michya is considered one idea, even though it sounds like two, because it's the michya that came from the aretz. Al eitz val pre eitz, again it's the eitz and the pre that came from the eitz, that's one. But on Rosh Hashanah, Arish Chedesh, what bracha, when you add in, what bracha do we say, how do we finish the bracha to keep it within one idea? So the Gemara answers, again, Mechsam HaMechasim, how do you finish, is going on a specific question by Rosh Chodesh. On that it answers, the Gemara answers from Rav, Mekadish Yisrael Vashi Chadashim, Mekadish Yisrael, who are Mekadish the Chadashim, right? Klal Yisrael sanctify the months, the Mekadish Chadashim. So Mekadish Yisrael, who's Mekadish the Chadashim, and that is considered, since it's Mekadish Yisrael, Mekadish Chadashim, it's considered like one praise of Hashem who gave Yisrael Kedusha to be Mekadosh Chadashim is considered one praise, not two separate praises, not Kiddush Yisrael and Kiddush Chadashim. Kiddush Yisrael, who praises the, who sanctified the month, is considered one praise. Hachamai. So back over here, the Gemara now circling back to Aretz and Al-Peris, right? Al-Peris, the Gemara wants to know, what is the exact wording to keep it within, we can explain. Al-Aretz, Val-Pri-Aretz, Al-Aretz, Val-Micha, it's the Micha that comes from Aretz, but how do we say it? How do we say the Nusach to keep it as one? It says Gemara, Chizd Amar, Al-Aretz, Val-Peris, Seah. The Aretz and Peiris, that's much more clear. The Aretz and its fruit, that keeps them as one. And Bechamar, Aretz Val Peiris, no. Aretz Val Peiris is also fine, because Aretz Val Peiris, it's clear that the Peiris come from the Aretz, and therefore, it's fine. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Amar, Amar, Lepelik, it's actually no machlekes on here. The different Nuschayas is based on location. When someone is referring to Eretz Yisrael, you say, Aretz Val Peiris, right? Because it's the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. When one is referring to another land, it's the earth and the Paris, but not the Paris, it's not the land of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Gemara of the Piggy, Halon v'Halahu. This day you say, Al Arts v'Paris is for us in Bavel. We're referring to the Arts and the Paris. We're singing the praise of it sounds ironic, I'm going to say this in a second, of Eretz Yisrael. You say, Paris. V'Halahu, these are the people of the Amar of Eretz Yisrael. He was saying, Al Arts v'Alha Paris. In fact, Gemara Masko of Anach Meitzak, Inu Achlivan of Barachin, it doesn't make sense. There, does it make sense that in Eretz Yisrael they eat produce, they eat fruit, and we make a bracha, but we're praising the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and we're in Bavel, it's we're making praises for when they eat. Doesn't stim. El Eipa Flipper, because Amar Alas Vaparis, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Alas Vaparis. You're right, what we mean is those in Eretz Yisrael said Anusach of Alas Vaparis, and those in Bavel, Chizda, they said Al Aretz Vaparis, the land and its Paris. It means it's really the Taichik land and the Paris, which were Taichik to mean its Paris, but you don't say that Nusach, the Nusach of its, you're only going to say in Eretz Yisrael. Papa Ben Dalam Beis, Amarav, Amarav Yitzhak Ravdimi, Mishim Rabbeinu. Yeah, very good. Yeah, correct. Amarav Yitzhak Ravdimi, Mishim Rabbeinu, Al Habeya, on an egg, Valmina Kufra, and all types of meat. Betchim Baruch L'Shakon, it's very with Papa Ben Dalam Beis, Betchim Baruch L'Shakon, L'Shakon, L'Psei Baruch Nefashis Rabbeis. Avil Yeraka, if you remember, we referenced this Gemara way back, a week ago, on the Flam Zion, Avil Yeraka Loi, vegetables, you do not. What does that mean? What does that mean, you don't? It means you don't make a bracha chorena. That's what Fresh Kupena, Rashi says, it means you don't make a bracha chorena, you make a bracha chorena. You do not make a bracha chorena at all. That meat and eggs are significant food, you make shaka beforehand, and they require nach bracha, bracha rin as well afterwards. Vegetables, not so significant, and therefore, even though you get a bracha shena, it does require bracha rin afterwards. That is the simple reading, understanding, where Rashi explains, of this Gemara, and we use it, if you remember, just cooking chaz over, on the Flam and Zion, the Gemara was trying to make a limud, I forget exactly between which two items, I think it was between bread and some other item, and the Gemara says, we learn out, just like here, there's a bracha tchil v'seif, maybe bread and meat or something, just like here, there's a bracha tchil v'seif, so too there, there's a bracha tchil v'seif. So, again, I forgot what the item was, but the first one discussed what the Gemara wants them to say that maybe gets the same bracha before and after. Gemara said, "Does get the same bracha." So the first one bothered. If that's the case, then what's the chiddush? If the comparison is not teaching me that whatever we're comparing to bread over there that it gets the same bracha, what's the chiddush? It gets bracha before and after. Everything has a bracha before and after. So remember, Rabbi Yashav back then at the Flam and Zion said, not everything. Look at the Gemara in Daf Mem Dalet. There's a man da amr, at least it says by Yiraka, big chiddush, that by vegetables there's no bracha after. So you can say there is a chiddush in and of itself to say that item is a bracha before and after is the element of chiddush because it comes lafuke Yiraka, which does not get a bracha after. Says Gemara, the Abitzik argues and says, I feel Yiraka, vegetables do get a bracha afterwards. However, Avamayalai, water gets a bracha before but does not get a bracha after. Papa Amar, Filamaya, even water gets a bracha after as well. So Papa said you make a bracha after on everything. Mazucha acted like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rav Simi Rashi of the Kerv Yitzchak. Rav Simi Rashi did a Kerv Yitzchak. Remember, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said you don't make a bracha on vegetables. Nach bracha. And Rav Yitzchak said you do make a bracha on vegetables. You don't make a nach bracha. You don't make a bracha on water. So Marzutra did Kerv Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and Rav Simi Rashi did Kerv Yitzchak. So how do you remember this? How do you remember who did like who? Says Marv Simani Chabachad. Marzutra was a single name. Didn't say him and his father's name. He did like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Which said you don't make a bracha on vegetables, but it was a meyer with his father, Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and Rav Simi Rashi was a meyer with his father of the Kerv Yitzchak. He did like the sheet of Rav Yitzchak, who says you do make a bracha on vegetables. So says Amar Chad Ketrei Trei Kechad. The two did like one, and the one did like two. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna. Again, two and one is the one who said just his name without his father's name is one, and the one who said with his father's name is called two. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna Dechimin Kana Avin Lebkulo. I remember. When I remember, I do like all the meaning, essentially, it's like a frappa, I make a bracha chorina on everything, including water. Tanan. Where's the question from our Mishnah? We learned in our Mishnah, Koshna bracha lachrev, Tan bracha lefanav, Vyeshna bracha lefanav, Vein Tan bracha lachrev. Whatever has a bracha before, this Mishnah in Nida, Nida daf Nunalev. Whatever needs a bracha before needs a bracha. Whatever needs a bracha after needs a bracha before, but there's a case of something which needs a bracha before, which does not need a bracha afterwards. That's the Mishnah Nida. Not everything that has a bracha before needs afterwards. Some things have a bracha before without afterwards. Now, what's the case? Vegetables is the case. We have a bracha before, not a bracha after. Beautiful. Who argues the vegetables have a bracha afterwards, he said water doesn't have a bracha afterwards. Elder of Papu says you make a bracha afterwards, even by water. Everything has a bracha before, has a bracha after as well. So what's the case which has a bracha before, not after? According to our Papa. Papa, lafuke mai, what's the Mishnah? In need and enough coming to exclude lafuke mitzvahs. Very interesting connection. It's coming to exclude mitzvahs. That mitzvahs make a bracha before, you don't make a bracha after. This is not the first time that we find a comparison between mitzvahs, brachas are mitzvahs, and brachas are food. The Rambam actually compares it outright. The Rambam says, just like you make a bracha before you eat food, you make a bracha before you do mitzvah. It seems to be in the first one, explains a little more lumdus over there. It's not just tama comparison to both bracha, you know, gezeirah shav, this is a bracha, that's a bracha. All brachas are the same. Brachas of food are brachas and enen. Brachas are mitzvah, brachas are mitzvahs. It's certainly different brachas. The Rambam is making some sort of comparison that just like making a bracha on food allows me to eat it, that's aslan lanis. I cannot eat to partake of the food until I make a bracha. It's also to do a mitzvah without a bracha. Once we have a tachana brachas of mitzvahs, it's also to do a mitzvah. It allows me to do the mitzvah without a bracha. Can't do the mitzvah. Our Gemara fits with this idea that they seem to be being from the Rambam. It says Gemara, but not so fast. The name of Rava, the people out west in Eretz Yisrael, they used to make a bracha when they finished the mitzvah. The bus masakit tefillah after they take off the tefillin, mevarcha shenke sham zayt tzvano lishma chukav. We make this bracha. I think we just referenced it earlier in the Masechta. We said how beautiful it is. Like when you make a bracha after finishing taking off tefillin, it can give a whole different meaning. Not that we should do it. We don't. It's not our meaning, but it gives a different meaning to tefillin. You don't make a bracha when you put it on. Also, make a bracha after take off when you finish something. Making a bracha, it speaks to certain shleimus. It could help give a different mindset to the mitzvah. Okay, bottom line is they made a bracha. Asherik sham zayt tzvano lishma chukav. Slafukimai. You make a bracha even after mitzvah. So what's the mission need to come to exclude? According to our papi, you make a bracha even after vegetables and water. You make a bracha after everything. So, and you make a bracha after, according to Be'er Rava, after tefillin. So what's it coming to exclude? Lafuke reichani. It's coming to exclude reichani. Reichani is smell. They make a bracha before smell, but you don't make a bracha after smell. Why not? Because it's hana, but it's a minimum hana. A minimum hana like that does not require a bracha after it's finished. That's what Rashi learns. Others say a little bit differently. Others say the kolbay and makavar mingze is because unlike food, where the sustenance, you even after you finish eating, it's still a certain gishmak, so you still feel it at least, so too, by reichani, by smell, after you smell it, it's done. You don't keep that geschmack in you afterwards, and therefore a bracha achroina is by food and not by reichani. What's interesting to this point, by mitzvahs again, back to our comparison we said before, by mitzvahs saying you do make at least according to these people in Rava, a bracha afterwards, it's because the geschmack from the tefillin existed after as well. Yeah, Chanel, please. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now another interesting point over here in terms of the Gemara Shaka Vataria. The Gemara asked a question that by mitzvahs you don't make. The Gemara said you don't come to exclude Nida. The Mishnah Nida says you don't make a bracha after. Comes to exclude by mitzvahs you don't make a bracha after. Gemara asked, what do you mean? In my Rava they made a bracha after tefillin. Okay. Very good. There's 613 mitzvahs. So you found one mitzvah you make a bracha afterwards, and it was only tefillin. What about all the other mitzvahs? So the Merkur is still stuck with the answer. First point, Taisa speaks out, and Taisa Nida over there, and Anath is more elaborate. And Echanami, we could have really answered the Gemara's question and said, you're right, tefillin gets a bracha afterwards, but even according to those opinions, the other mitzvahs don't, and therefore, the math of Mishnah Nida is referring to mitzvahs that mitzvahs don't get a bracha after, except for one case, otherwise they don't get a bracha afterwards. The Gemara easily could have said the answer. Taisa just points out that perhaps we want to find something that's finite, like something which never gets a bracha after. Reach never gets a bracha after. We want to have a topic that has no exceptions. But Enechrami, look how we could have answered that answer as well. Tell you the gosh. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yane, Amar Rabbi. Beitza Teiva, once we touched on egg, about this idea of saying Jacques first and a bird fashion afterwards, so now we're going to get into the benefits of egg. Beitza Teiva Menu, Kol Shuka Beitza, thank you. Kol Shuka Beitza, Beitza Menu. Anything which is the size of an egg is, any food in that size, egg is better than it. Is egg is healthier than that other food? Kas Ravan Amar Tava Biyasa Mugalta Meshisa Kaisi Sulta. Egg that's lightly roasted is like soft. Like Rashi explains, like it's soft. It's like a soft boiled egg. You can swallow like a liquid still. A soft boiled egg is actually better than six. It's better for the body than six kaisi of fine flour. Six kaisi, each kaisi of flour is like six eggs. So essentially, it's the equivalent of 36 eggs. One egg, lightly roasted, is better for the body, is more healthy for the body than 36 eggs worth of fine flour. Kesar of Dimam, same idea. Again, he said that same idea that an egg that's lightly roasted is better than six kaisi of flour. But then he adds, Mativasa marba, if it's fully roasted, more than lightly roasted, I guess more of a hard-boiled egg type. Or not, I don't know if it's hard boiled, but it's more cooked than very soft. Then it's only as good as four kaisi, still as good as four kaisi flour instead of six kaisi. Instead of 36 eggs, as good as 24 eggs, but it's still as good as 24 eggs. But v'shalta, once it's fully boiled, kol shuka beitza beitza v'menu l'bar mebisra. Once it's boiled, it's as good as any other food in that same size of the egg. The egg is better, except for meat. Meat is better than the body. in that size than the egg, than an egg. But all the foods, egg takes precedence. Egg is better for the body than the other foods. But Kivaymer, I feel like Chashok, because even on cooked vegetables, you make, if you eat says fill, he makes the full benching. Umiyakamida vishalak mezaini is shalak mezaini. What do you mean? To make a bracha of hazanas ailam, right? To say real benching, has to be something which just gives full sustenance. Does vegetables ever really give full sustenance? Amar says yes. Amrav Ashi, bekelach shal krivshani. The kokumah is a case of the stalk of a cabbage. Stalk of a cabbage, we had earlier in the sechtosa, the stalk of the cabbage is zan. It's mezan and zan. And therefore, over there, it would be possible at least to make the bracha of benching of a zanas akoyel. And that is why, that's why Rabbi Kiva holds that anything that gives full sustenance, you make a bracha of a zanas akoyel, even not zayaminim, and even not bread, even vegetables. Tanavan. Tchoyaf l'shenayim, spleen meat of an animal is good for the teeth of kosher madam, but powerful for the intestines. Creation kosher shenayim, whereas the leeks are harmful for the teeth, but beneficial for the stomach. Kol yarek chayim bayrek, any raw vegetable makes a person's face turn pale. V'chol katam maktin, anything eaten small, it's not fully grown, it impedes a person from growing. V'chol nefesh meishim nefesh. The Gemara is going to elaborate on these things. V'chol nefesh meishim nefesh, anything that's eaten as life, eat the life, or revitalizes a person's life. V'chol karv nefesh meishim nefesh, anything which is close to the nefesh, we see it talks about close to the way you shech the animal, close to the throat, it actually also is meishim nefesh. Kriv l'mazan, that's what we just spoke out. Cabbage is good for sustenance. Utradin lefua, pizza good for healing. Woe to the house, this means the stomach, where the turnips, where the lefes goes through it. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this whole price. Amamar. Trol spleen is beneficial for the teeth and harmful for the mouth. So what you do? If you want, it's good for your teeth, but it's not good for you to eat it because it's bad for your stomach. So how do you benefit from it? What do you do? Chew on it. And then spit it out. Chew on it, spit it out. So you get the benefit for your teeth, but you don't get the damage to the stomach because you spit it out without swallowing it. Creation kosher shenayim v'aflim nayim. Here's the other way. This is more complicated. With something which is bad for the teeth and good for the stomach, how are you getting into your stomach without damaging your teeth on this leeks? My takante, what is the takana? Lishkalinu, levinavlinu. Says the Gemara, cook them till they become soft and then swallow them without chewing. Once you cook it enough, you won't have to use the teeth too much to chew it, and therefore you avoid the issue with the teeth. Kol yarek chai, myrik. Raw vegetables make a person's face turn pale. It's specifically the first meal after he lets blood. Dafka there is their concern that it makes him pale. Otherwise, the vegetables are fine. Remember, Bitzok, Lesaper, Hemenu, whoever eats vegetables in the first 4 hours of the day, it's us to speak to my Tamashir Mecha because he has a very bad breath, a very foul odor that comes from the vegetables. It seems like a person, the first 4 hours, a person used to eat, a person was supposed to eat within the first 4 hours of the day. So a person could be on an empty stomach till that point. So therefore, eating vegetables, an empty stomach, we say, has an effect on his stomach and can have effect, harmful breath. Rav Rabbi Yitzchak. Also on the Sheikh Yerik, Chai Koidim, Arbashas, University, raw vegetables, says two different members. One member was, whoever eats four Arbashas, you can't speak to him. Second member is, it's also for a person to eat, Yerik Chai, raw Yerik, before Abishai's story time. I remember Mazuch Ravashi was sitting. Isakamayu, they brought in front of them Yerek Chai, Kaidim Abishai's, they brought in front of them raw vegetables prior to the first 4 hours of the day. I remember Ravashi Achamimir, and Ravashi partook in it. Mazuch Leachim, Mazuch did not partake. Amrulay, Amemar, and Ravashi said to Mazuchra, Amrulay, they said to him, my daitech, why aren't you eating? Is it because they said whoever eats vegetables in the first 4 hours, us to speak to him because of the recha, but we're eating, become shenem adon. You're still speaking with us, if you hold of his concern, why are you speaking with us? Amrulay, so he said, because there's two different members of Yitzchak, the first member, second member. The member that he says about not speaking to someone who ate, that one I'm makbid on. But the member of not eating raw vegetables yourself before 4 hours, that member I am makbid on, that's why I'm not eating. He said anything which is small, eaten small, not fully grown, is it can stop someone's growth. Amar of Chizda, Afilu Gadya Bar Zuzza. It's talking about even a Gadya, Gedi, worth a Zuzza. It could be a very expensive Gedi. It's very fatty. A baby goat, very fatty, and sells a lot of money, Rashi explains. But the point is, since it didn't reach a proper growth yet, it could stunt a person's growth as well. Says the Gemara, but the Gemara makes a major qualification. That's only if it didn't reach a quarter of its size. So if it's a baby whatever it may be, didn't reach a quarter of its size, if it reached less than that, then it, you shouldn't eat it because it could stunt the person's growth as well. But if it reached a quarter of its size already, that's good enough and you can enjoy, you can eat this apparently very choice, tasty food, kind of like a veal. Kol nefesh meishiv nefesh, we said, when any nefesh revitalizes another nefesh. What does that mean? Amar Papa, I feel gildani, but debay gildani. These small, tiny gildani fish, these small fish that you eat, a whole fish, eat the whole nefesh, so to speak, they're found by the reeds, by the swamp. Those little fish, one eats it, and it can have a good effect. It can be meshiv his nefesh. Kol karv lenefesh, meshiv nefesh, meshiv his nefesh. Similarly, all that's near nefesh, also revitalized nefesh. Amar Bacha bar Yaakov, unka, that refers to unka. That means the meat near the throat. The meat near the throat. Amar Rav Lashamei. Why meat near the throat? Because the throat is where the life goes, but the person, when you shech the animal, that's where it loses its life. So that's near the nefesh. Eating the meat near the nefesh, it helps to be meshiv nefesh. Amar Rav Lashamei. Rav said to Shamash, when you find me a piece of meat from the butcher, find me from the place where it's near the place of bracha. What bracha? When you do a shechita, you make a bracha, b'shas l'shechita. So that's the throat. So find me from a place that's cut near the throat, near where we make the bracha. Kriplu mazun tachlan fu. We said in the Brisa, that cabbage is for sustenance, and tardin, which is beets, is good for healing, l'fu. In fact, kriplu mazun him fu loy. Is cabbage only good for mazun, for sustenance, not good for healing? V'atayinu, we went to the Brisa, shishar ma'apas achela mechalai refuah, so refuah. Six things can help a chela get out of a sickness, and the refuah is considered good refuah. Ve'eluhain, it's a permanent cure. Eluhain, what are they? Kruv, the first item in the list is kruv. Utardin, cabbage, utardin is beets, umesisin, yavesh, the water of dry, the texture is pennyroyal, vikeva, the moa, the heris, the womb, veseris, the covet, and the diaphragm. These are different parts of animal as well that can heal together with the beets and the cabbage. So the cabbage is clearly listed. Ela ema kruv aflamas, and you're right. The beets, it's specific, its best benefit is for healing. The kruv, besides for sustaining, it also heals, so it's af, it also sustains. Eloi, Labayas, shalefes eferes pesechay. Woes the house, the bias, which means like the stomach, that the lefes goes between it. Eini says the Gemara, is lefes bad for a stomach? V'amar le'rav l'shamish, rav says to shamish. He chaz lefes b'shukim. We see turnips in the marketplace. Le'tamli by krachas rav. Don't ask me what you can eat with your bread today. You should certainly eat the lefes with the bread because it's very good. The bread, it's a choice food to eat. You tell me it's bad for the stomach, and yet Rav would tell his attendant, his shamish, to go to the market and buy it whenever it's available. Amar bayim ablib baser. It means eating lefes that was cooked without meat. That's not good. When it's cooked with fatty meat, the fatty meat weakens whatever strength and damage the turnips does. The fatty meat weakens. If Rav amar b'liyayin, Rav says no. It means eating without wine. So either used to temper off whatever trouble it makes for the stomach with meat or with wine. Itmar, Rav amar bli basar, v'shmul amar bli eitzim. So now we have a third option. Rav says eating it without basar is a problem. That's when the turnips are a problem. Cook without basar. V'shmul amar bli eitzim, cook without wood. You have to, when you cook it extensively, wood is, represents burning it over a long, burning wood, which is a long, slow cooking process. That would take away the issue. So you're not mixing in oil on wine or meat. It's just a long cooking process, a lot of wood. That's sufficient. Rebbechon says wine. Amar Rav Papa, Sudni, you, maker of beer. Anan tavrinu lebisur v'chamra. We weaken the turnips, these lefes, with either basar or chamra, wine. At lefes l'chamra may tavrisle. How do you break it? You don't have wine. You drink beer. How do you break it? Amalei b'tzivi, with wood. We go like the Shmuel's idea that you do with wood. Kad v'sadra, Papa, like the wife of Papa, pastam v'ashla tavra la, simnin ufei parisa. After she would cook it, she would weaken it with 80 logs. So she would keep it on top of 80 logs of wood in order to weaken the effect of the turnip. By the eight logs, it was vital fire. You put the logs on fire, and if it was cooked, it kind of cook it vital, like leave it slow cooking on a fire. Tanabaram. Dakata maliach pumishumemis, a small salty fish. Sometimes it kills. Which days does it kill on? B'shiva, the seventh day of being salted. B'shivasar, the 17th day for when it's salted. V'esav b'shiva, the 27th day for when it's salted. V'amalav b'esav b'shalash, on the 23rd day. The Mara qualifies this cryptic idea. V'lamarn el b'mitvi v'lamitvi. It's only when it was partially roasted. Avo mitvi shaper, if it's fully roasted, less lumba, there's no concern about the salting being an issue. Would lemat v'shaper, even if it wasn't so, if it wasn't properly roasted, lemarn el b'lashasa b'asvei shichra. Only if you didn't drink beer after it does have this effect. Av b'shasa b'asvei shichra, if you drink beer after it, then there's no more concern. Last part of the Mishnah, we said, shaysayat mayim l'tzama, one who drinks water to quench his thirst, we said he makes a shako. He makes a shako for drinking water when he's coming to quench his thirst. Lafuke mai. He's saying letzama you make a bracha. What's lafuki mai? I'm ravid lafuki. What type of tree can you not make a bracha? I'm ravid ravin lafuki leman top of memhei ralaf techante umta. It comes to exclude someone who's being choked by a piece of meat and he's drinking water just to get the food out, dislodge the food from his mouth. So that's not, there's no hana bechlal, and therefore. It's not even for thirst, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Rav Tafer number one, fresh Rav Chasreinan. Amar Avle Rav Chanan Labaye Vamle Rav Yosef Hilchas. What's the halacha? Meaning, which bracha do you say shakal or burn the fashas on water? Again, Rav Tafer was saying you say before, not after. Amalei Pechazim Adamavar. Go see what the world does, and of course, what does the world do? We make a shakal before, and a burn the fashas afterwards. So that's what we do: make a shakal before, burn the fashas afterwards. That is the halacha. Lamaisa Hadrulach Kesad Mevarchim.